Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a Facebook.
No, I don't want to go see you, DJ.
I don't want any goddamn game requests.
And I know you're sad about that actor you never met dying.
I'm sure that that loss is going to leave a gigantic hole in your life.
It's a Facebook life.
Born November 3rd in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A graduate of Point Park University with a degree in journalism, he launched his career in stand-up comedy in 1979. By the mid-80s, he found himself behind the desk of Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update, eventually leaving in 91, going on to host his own Emmy-winning HBO show, working on Monday Night Football, hosting his own CNBC show, working with Fox News and more, and now he has an all-new comedy special, titled, Fake News, Real Jokes, available on Amazon, iTunes and other digital platforms. Please welcome, comedy legend Dennis Miller.
Mr. Dennis Miller, how are you today?
Johnny, that was a nice production.
Thanks. I'm really happy to have you, man.
I appreciate the nice intro and the song parody. I don't know if that's you and your friends, but God, that was funny.
Yeah, that was courtesy of Greg, our producer. Thank you. I thought he did a fantastic job on that.
Yeah, it is a hard knock world over there in social media. Nobody's laughing anymore. They all have the keyboard, like you said in the song, and I always think that it's replaced the oar in the galley ship. Everybody's sitting there chained to it, and they're all cranky all day. You can't even get a laugh there anymore. On Twitter the other day, I put up what I thought was a good joke. It got absolute hatred. I said, spent the afternoon exchanging missed phone calls with my Lebanese drug dealer. Hashtag, hashtag. Nobody even laughed at me. Everybody's pissed off.
Well, that's the problem. You're more necessary than ever, and it doesn't matter if my politics match up. What matters is if you don't laugh at everything right now, then that's your first signal, your big light that says, hey, man, maybe you're too far into this. Maybe you've got too much Kool-Aid inside you.
Yeah, when somebody tells me that Donald Trump's Hitler, I just kind of smile and, nod just to get out of the conversation as soon as I can, and I got to use the restroom because... Listen, I know Trump's a wild man, but I do think his outer voice is an accurate depiction of his inner voice, warts and all. Whereas I don't think Hillary's inner voice and outer voice have ever even had a cup of coffee together.
No,
I think Trump is the president today.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't with any, and this is a terrible thing to admit, but I've admitted it before. I didn't vote in that election, because I simply couldn't look at either and go, this is a good idea. And I just went straight ostrich and stuck my head in the sand.
Well, like I said, they put me off their side of it when they say he's Hitler, because then you say,
yeah,
well, listen, you know what I think you mean when you say Hitler. Hitler systematically liquidated 6 million people. Is that what you're hinting at? And then they turn it on you as they always do and go, no, I didn't mean that.
Right.
And then you say, well, what aspect of Hitler's peccadilloes are you talking about? The shitty house painter on Yelp? The bad mustache? What?
You know, the closest thing, and it's not even a joke, it's Lugan Press. That was a bit eye-opening to me. As I looked at that and went, that's interesting. It's not the first time it's been done to, scream fake news, and that leads us to fake news, real jokes. It is true. Some news is not real. That's right. But I don't think there's a global conspiracy against the guy.
Oh, he causes himself more headaches than he should when he says enemy of the people. He should stick to the fake news. It's funny. It makes me laugh when I hear fake news.
Right, of course.
All he has to do is point. You see the old ladies behind him at the speeches. They laugh and say, he's a naughty boy. When he flips it around and says, they're the enemy of the people, that's one of the times where he's self-inflicting wounds. He shouldn't go there. That gets too heavy, too serious, and can cause too many headaches. So just stick to fake news. Of course some of them are fake news.
Yeah. And fully. And that's always the problem, Dennis. And see, you're just, I think you're a normal human being. People want to put you in this conservative because now they're like, conservative. Then he's an intellectual, so he's liberal. He's this. And I go, maybe he's just a normal guy who sees everything for what it is, and good and bad, wrong and right, and no side's got it correct.
I'm socially liberal. If two human beings with similar genitals want to get married. I'm happy for them. As far as abortion goes, I think a lot of them are wrong, but what business is it of mine to call strangers and tell them what I think about the most cosmic decision they'll ever make? I'm fiscally conservative, and as far as the war on terror, when somebody's got a scimitar and is screaming Allahu Akbar, I take them at bearded face value. There's my politics in a nutshell.
Well, and that's it. And who gives a goddamn? Are you funny? Yes, you are. You know what people need? To laugh a little bit. And again, not immerse themselves like they know something. Like that's the worst thing. People with false information. That's what kills me these days. You go, look, man, I'm going to show you unequivocally what this really is. And they'll look you in the eye and go, no, that's not real. No, that's real. Like the table, you know, it's real. Like math is real. Real is real. But people are so immersed and they're so terrified they're not on the right side. They've ceased laughing. And again, that brings me back to fake news, real jokes. If you cannot laugh, you've stopped thinking.
Well, we are living through the era of the subjectification of the empirical. And I really can't say that sometime, maybe not in my lifetime, maybe in the next generation, that somebody will say 2 + 2 = 5.
Yes.
And they'll say, no, it's 4. And somebody will say, no, I feel that it's 5.
That's exactly right.
I don't know what to say. I'm gonna say it's 4, but if somebody's really leaning into the 5 thing, I'm just going to nod and say, yeah, you're right, and then get out of there.
Yeah, no, that's it. You just backpedal your way on out of there. You can't educate the stupid. You really cannot. There is no. It's like saying you're going to beat smart into somebody. You just have to let them be and just keep going.
Yeah, I used to always wonder when I saw the Motown 25th anniversary special how Michael Jackson did the moonwalk. And then I talked to somebody really politically stupid one day, and I found myself doing it. And I said, oh, there you go. There's how he invented it. He was backing away from somebody who was an idiot.
It might have been his dad's punches.
Might have been, my friend.
If you're just joining the show, the great Dennis Miller. He's got a new special you guys find on Amazon, Tunes, any of the digital platforms. But again, you are one of those guys, and I really do believe it more so than ever. You know, every great comedian with something to say pissed people off, always. It always found a way. You know, Carlin would go from one side and go up and down the other. Lenny Bruce would go up one side and down the other. And I mean, that's what it is. That's what politics, you know, that's the funniest part of them. Is it so divisive? You take a comedian who throws your own stupidity out in front of you or your own hypocrisy, and you either learn to laugh and learn a little, or you just all the happiness and joy goes out of your life.
Yeah, I saw George towards the end, and we talked about how that, and he was at that point actively trying to rankle people out of their stupor to some degree. You know, He really felt that he'd look out, that many of the people were ideologically somnambulant, and he at least wanted them to start scratching their brains again. So he'd get in their face. I always thought he was like Lou Gossett Jr. and an Officer and Gentleman. He was like a comedic drill instructor or something.
Yeah.
But he did get their attention.
That's it. That's exactly right. And dude, and people better learn. They ain't got nowhere to go. You ain't got nowhere to go.
Now you're going to lay here and just sit up in mud for the next hour while you get your mind right.
And Dennis, you're one of those guys. Like this morning, I had to look it up, but I got to thank you. Now I know who Margaret Dumont is. I was like, who is that? I know that name. And of course, the comic foil to the Marx Brothers.
Yeah, that's what I think of as Jim Acosta. It's always, you know, there's more pearl clutching going on in the lobby of the Fountain Blue when 80-year-old women were told that Murph had served the jewel thief and checked in. And that's what everybody does now. You go over to Chuck Todd, and he's like flummoxed and throwing his arms up like one of those half-inflated Dilbert balloons outside the Toyota-thon sale. Everybody's uptight, you know. And you got Wolf Blitzer every night standing there in the conning tower of the news industry like the hapless U-boat commander. I don't even think Wolf Blitzer has his name right at this point. I think his actual name's Meerkat Prancer. They're all flummoxed by this guy, and you think, well, just shut up and give me the news.
That's it. Well, Dennis, I hope you make it to Kansas City. I always look forward to what you're doing next, and I'm just a huge fan. I'm glad you took some time to stop by today.
Well, I always wish I was a graduate of the Ewing Kauffman Baseball Academy along with Frank White, but I'm not, so that's why I took up comedy. Thank you guys for your time.
The great Dennis Miller.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.